didn't take long for Helena's father to come round with the bail money. And Pa turned up with mine. I think it was his idea of a joke. Anyway, it meant we could get home to Fountain Court, where now, at least, there was a bed waiting for us.
Our fathers are getting on well.
Yeah. Sinister, isn't it? I like this new table.
I thought you would.
If it's for my birthday, it's early.
I know when your birthday is. I thought you needed cheering up.
Well, don't tell me how much he charged you for it, then.
All right, I won't.
No, you'd better. Otherwise, I shall just brood.
Nothing. When he saw how much I liked it, he gave it to me.
Dear God, things are getting serious.
I thought you said it would be easier to get on with your inquiries now Petronius wasn't breathing down your neck.
Well, that's just a distraction now.
Being a murder suspect is a distraction.
Yeah, I need to make some money.
Why the rush?
A rash young lady is prepared to state in front of witnesses that we are virtually man and wife.
We are.
And our relatives are sending us wedding presents.
You need to stop being a murder suspect and clear your brother's name. But perhaps not quite just yet.
The morning came only too soon, and I got back to work, interviewing another of my brothers-in-law. My sister Junior married a customs clerk, Gaius Bibius. At his office, they said he was working at home. That was his story. When I got there, he was still eating breakfast. Sorry to interrupt your meal.
Oh, I'd nearly finished.
Only I'm being forced to unravel a muddle our beloved brother Festus left behind.
What a surprise.
I don't know if Junior told you about the soldier who's been staying at Mars. He's been killed.
And you're the chief suspect.
Exactly, and I need to prove I didn't do it. It all seems to have some connection with the business deal Festus set up just before he died, importing art.
Sounds like Festus.
Would your record show whether a particular ship landed? I'm talking about the year he died, so you'd have to go back a bit.
Is this the ship that's supposed to have sunk? The Hypericon?
You heard about that?
Yes. If she did land, it'll be in the records.
That's a start.
If she landed at Ostia, Ostia will have the records.
Suppose it landed somewhere else?
You'd have to go to all the ports and look through all their lists. And that's presuming she landed legally and paid the proper taxes.
Instead of landing secretly and smuggling the goods ashore. Which, knowing Festus, seemed much more likely. Or she really may have sunk and I'm just wasting my time.
That's what Festus said had happened. Made a great song and dance about it.
It's going to be hard to get to the bottom of this without expert help.
You mean you want me to check?
Not just for the Hypericon. I'd like you to go through the records for that whole year.
I'd have to go to Ostia.
It's not that far. I'll pay for your mule.
Let me get this straight. You want to see if Festus had another ship that came into Ostia? You think he transferred the goods?
I don't know, but it's worth looking. Even if he did lose this cargo, there might be another one I can sell to get the Legion off our backs.
It'd be a big job. Do you have any idea how many ships come into Ostia in a year?
I can help you look.
Let me go down there first, talk to a few people, see what we're letting ourselves in for.
How soon could you go?
As soon as I finish breakfast, if you like.
Thanks. Then I can meet you later today, see how you've got on.
All right. I shall be back by this afternoon. Where shall we meet?
Do you know a bar called The Virgin? So we met at The Virgin. Gaius was eating again. You'd think Junior never fed him. He still didn't offer me anything.
How did you get on?
The records still exist.
Well, that's a start.
But it'll take a few months to go through them.
Even if I help, am I allowed to?
Yes. You have a legitimate reason to inspect them.
Good.
You'll need to follow the proper procedures.
I'm sure you can help me with that.
I left him to finish his meal. I wanted to talk to the owner, ask him about any wall painters who might hang round the place. I got a few names. Varga seemed the most likely candidate. Then I dropped in at Flora's. There hadn't been any new developments, so I decided to go home and cook my girl her supper. Oh,
that was delicious.
Would have been better with a few spices.
I'll have to fetch mine from my parents. So, how was your day?
They're doing some decorating at Flora's.
Not before time, from what I saw.
Epimandos is in a bit of a state about it.
The waiter? He always seems to be in a state.
Seems absolutely terrified I might go down for this murder.
That's nice of him. I'm a bit concerned myself.
I told him I'd find the real culprit, but that didn't seem to cheer him up much. Oh, I'll tell you a funny thing, though.
Go on, cheer me up.
You know that beggar who sits outside?
The one you think you know from somewhere?
I do. His name's Apollonius. He used to teach me geometry.
Oh, he's gone down in the world?
Well, he wasn't very good. I never got the hang of that square on the hypotenuse thing. Anyway, he wanted to hear all the family gossip.
No wonder you were so late home.
He was more clued up than you'd think. He knew all about you.
Good heavens.
The private informer and the senator's daughter. It's like something out of Aesop's fables.
And does he rate our chances?
He said he was sure my charm would win you round.
It already has.
Ah, I wish it was that simple.
It is. Oh, you're not still brooding about the 400,000 sesterces.
If I did get them, and the Emperor would consent to admit me to the middle rank, would you actually marry me?
Get them, and I'll tell you.
I see. No, then.
Why is it so important? I love you. That's all that matters.
If we were married, I'd be sure you belonged to me.
I'm not a set of beakers.
No, I could scratch my name on a beaker.
Marcus!
And you'd be certain I belong to you.
I know that. Here we are. We live together. You don't like my rank. I don't like your past. But we like each other. What more do you want?
You could leave at any time.
So could you.
Maybe that's really what worries me. Without a contract to honour, I might storm off in a temper and regret it all my life.
You have stormed off. I fetched you back.
True. And ditto.
Well, then. I know what the real problem is.
Go on.
You think you should be sitting here alone, drunk and bitter, brooding about all the women that have done you wrong.
Elena!
Domestic bliss. It just doesn't fit your image.
Oh, as if I cared about that.
Good. Because the laundry's come, you can help me fold it.
A private informer's work is never done. I was at Ostia, buried under the pile of records that Gaius Baebius had found for me, when I received an urgent message from Elena. My father needed my help. The people who had disrupted his last auction were planning to strike again. Unfortunately, by the time I got there, they had. They'd wrecked my father's warehouse. There was glass everywhere, broken furniture. What they couldn't smash, they'd vandalized. My father was picking up pieces of ivory.
Give me a hand up, could you?
The effort took all the colour from his face and he couldn't stand unaided.
What's the matter? Are you injured?
It's just a few kicks in the ribs. I live.
You were here when they came?
I sleep upstairs.
Come sit down.
I found one of the few unsmashed couches.
The warehouse doesn't seem that full to me.
We tried to tidy the wreckage away.
Even so. Did they steal stuff?
No. That's not their style.
So you've been losing customers?
Word gets around. I'm starting to be thought of as a bad risk.
I knew you were in real trouble.
I must be. I've asked for your help, haven't I?
I thought you just wanted to check out and skip bail.
You wouldn't do that. You're cocky enough to think you can clear yourself.
As it's a murder charge, let's hope I'm right.
And as it's my money, you better not skip either.
You'll get it back. I never asked for your help.
You never do. So, solved it yet, have you?
Not exactly.
Helena said you were at Ostia looking for clues. Did you have time for lunch?
Concerned for my welfare, after all these years.
I just want someone to eat mine. Her at home always sends me out with a lunch basket, and I don't fancy it at the moment.
And there'll be trouble if it isn't all eaten up.
Yes. She's as bad as your mother for that.
I didn't want to get into comparisons, and I should really have gone hungry rather than let a crumb of food prepared by his fancy woman pass my lips. But it did look rather tasty. And I was starving.
Well, if he's going spare.
I see your table manners haven't improved.
His standard of living had. Ma used to send him out with bread and cheese and cold meat. Now he got cold kidneys rolled in bacon and slices of must cake. Still,
not up to Mother's standards.
You always were the charmer of the family. And the glutton.
He was obviously feeling better.
Oh, leave me the beetroot. And see if you can find us some wine. I could do with a drink.
I got us settled with a cup of wine.
Are you going to tell me what's been going on? I shan't rest till I've got the truth out of you.
You sound just like your mother.
Somebody doesn't like you, Pa, and it's not just me.
Someone wants the money out of me, but they're not going to get it.
What, you mean like a protection racket?
Not exactly. Though, I suppose it's true that if I had paid up, all this aggravation would stop. But I dispute that I owe it to them at all.
And they don't believe you?
They didn't.
They do now. Doesn't look like it.
I gained a temporary breathing space.
Well, they'll leave you alone from now on.
I don't know about that. For the time being.
And what brought on this change of heart?
While I was having my ribs kicked, I told them there was someone else who might be able to get their money for them.
Really? Who?
You.
Have I got this right? Some violent bully boys reckon you owe them some money, and you've told them it's me they need to see about it. Thanks a bunch.
You'll find a way out. You always do.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence with everything else I've got on my plate at the moment. Wait a minute. Is it the legionaries that are after you?
No. I'm afraid that's another debt entirely.
All this trouble has nothing to do with the death of St. Serena's.
I don't see why it should have.
No, that would be too simple.
So, will you help me?
Of course I will. You need a professional on the case from the sound of it.
But you'll take it on?
For the going rate.
You're going to charge me?
Yes. Have we got a deal or no?
I suppose so.
Then you better tell me exactly what it is you need me to do.
You're not going to like it.
I don't like most of my jobs. Just tell me.
It dates back a couple of years.
Great.
That's how things work in the art world. Creativity takes time. People don't expect work they've commissioned to arrive next day.
But they expect it to arrive sometime, and after 2 years, I'm guessing they get a bit impatient.
Just a bit, but that really isn't my problem. I was just a middleman. There was nothing I could do.
They didn't believe you.
It got on my nerves. I told them to get lost.
Not a very wise move.
Well,
this problem of yours, does it have anything to do with Festus and his missing Phidias by any chance?
It's connected, yes. But I can't believe they'd stoop to murder. They're not the type, and anyway...
Who are they? A few names might help.
All right. The people who are going to want to talk to you are called Carus and Servia. They're a couple, persons of influence in the art world. Patrons, connoisseurs.
Not your average thugs, then?
No. No, they own a large villa, large enough to house a private art gallery off the Via Flaminia.
Do they have any particular interests?
Yes, they collect statues.
Don't tell me, let me guess. They've been lined up by Festus to buy his Poseidon.
Yes.
And they never got it.
No. Well, the ship went down, so...
But they paid for it already.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
So that money is what they reckon we owe them.
Yes. Not that we do. It's one of the hazards of the trade. We can't be expected...
How much, Pa? How much do they think we owe them?
Oh, about half a million.
Great. My mother had asked me to prove Festus wasn't a criminal. Now my father wanted me to prove that he was. Festus had not only absconded with the money he'd borrowed from the legionaries to buy the statue... He disappeared with the money he'd been paid for it by these clients too, and they all wanted their money back. And I was supposed to find it for them, if I had time before I was executed.
In Falco, Poseidon's Gold, Falco was played by Anton Lesser, Helena by Anna Madeley, Germanus by Trevor Peacock, Petronius by Ben Crowe, and Falco's mother by Frances Jeter. Censorious was played by Andy Hockley, Epimandos by Paul Clarkson, Marina by Miranda Keeling, Marponius by David Fleischman, and Bibius by Adrian Grove. Falco, Poseidon's Gold was written by Lindsay Davis, dramatised by Mary Cutler, and produced in...